You had to have been doing cartwheels. I know I was. The news came out from the governor. More of the news the last couple of weeks on opening up the gyms and everything. And you get a chance to have your camps.
Yeah. So, you know, I've kind of been very optimistic over this whole thing. And it's, you know, it's not so much about teaching volleyball to the little kids, but it's about getting them, you know, out and about and being able to somewhat have a normal summer. And I'm glad that we're able to have our camps this year.
Yep, no question. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Graff Event Center for you and everybody else, July 15th is the day, right? Or something like that?
It's, oh my goodness, since we just put these dates, I think it's July 22nd. It's that second to last week in July.
But as far as the gym can open up July 15th.
Yes, yeah. So yeah, pretty excited about that. And I think, I mean, my volleyball girls, they're like, can we just move in tomorrow? They just want to come back so much. And I think that goes to not only to say a lot about our college, but our community as well.
That's great that they're pumped and ready to go for the upcoming season, aren't they?
Yes, and that's even our incoming freshmen. You know, they've never been here, and they're like, when can we move in? And it's like, well, not officially till August 1st, but they just want to come back and help out with camps.
I know all the information is on the MCCIndians.com website, and go there and look at it. Again, it's just youth camps for the elementary all the way up to the 8th grade division.
Yeah, so K through 8, and everything is online this year just due to the timing, so we don't have to send out pamphlets and everything because we already spent so much money printing all those out. So everything is online. So nccindians.com, and the online form is there, and you can pay there as well.
Yep. You'll have a camp that will start for the kindergarten through the second grade on Wednesday the 22nd, 9 until noon. Just a couple hours. Tough to keep focus for a couple hours.
Yeah, and that's actually one of my bigger groups. And it's, you know, there's not a lot for that age group. So I think my first year here when I did that age group, I did a whole day, and I was more exhausted than they were. I'm quite positive of it. So we just did a half a day, you know, just to get them out and about and get to learning some volleyball stuff.
Third to the fifth grade, then on the Friday, the 24th, going a little longer, 9 to 4.
Yep, a whole day there.
And then two-day camp for girls, 6th through the 8th grade, 1 to 4 one day, and then 9 to 4 the next.
Yes, and you know that group, they're right at that level when they want to learn as much as they can before they get into high school and junior high volleyball.
And again, camp size limited, campers accepted first come, first serve basis.
Yes, so we're holding, we're cutting it off at 75 per camp. Within the first 10 minutes of us pushing that release, I think I had like 20 some emails. Mm-hmm. So since it's all online, I get emails with everybody signs up. But, I, you know, as of yesterday, I think there was about 25 spots in each position or each camp. So
that's great. Now you, again, following everything with the guidelines that will be enforced, won't they?
Yes, I made a few phone calls when we decided that we were going to do this and North Platte had canceled. I was like, what's going on? And they're, you know, they're like, you just need to make sure everything is okay and you're going to follow the rules and regulations. So I made a few phone calls to the Southwest Health Department, since that's the region that we're in, and then also Red Willow. And so we talked about it and came up with some game plans, and those ladies that I talked to are a huge help.
All right, going to be a lot of fun. Your players going to help you out, and they just have a ball, don't they?
Yes, they love it. So they're ready to come and get going. They were really bummed that it wasn't going to be next week, but, mm-hmm. you know, at least they get to come.
And then your annual high school tryout for those kids that will be going into their senior class will be coming up on the 25th.
Yeah, so we're going to do that day before the All-Star game, since we're still able to do that. And, you know, we got to start promoting that as well. We just kind of came up with that date yesterday. Not that date, but like all the official stuff. So,
And we've talked before, a lot of your key players have come from those tryouts.
Yes, I mean, it's, you know, there might be 15 to 40 kids, but there's been some really phenomenal players that we've gotten out of all those tryouts. And every tryout I've had, I at least got one player.
For example, Kier Barr.
Yeah, exactly. Kier Barr. And then we have a few from this year's team, and then incoming girls as well.
So, and again, all the information for the tryouts is online as well.
Yes, it's right there on that camps.
All right. And then, of course, the very next day to complete a very, very busy week for you, that Saturday will be the Wild West Classic.
Yeah, so we try to make it like 6 days of volleyball. So we're just going to, you know, the girls are here to help out, and we can just get everything done. It's exhausting, but it's well worth it in the end, you know, just to have everything done right there. So we do have that All-Star game, conflicts of, you know, that timing. We had a few players that were unable to come because of fairs or graduation or whatever it may be. So we did have to change up some rosters a little bit, but
it happens.
It happens, yeah.
All the time, you bet.
You can't make everybody it work for everybody right now.
That'll be fun. A fun game to watch.
Yes, it will be.
You bet. What do you think of the Graff Event Center floor that they put in and repainted this year?
It is. It's so awesome. And you know, it's a floor for basketball, like how they painted it. But it is. It's so cool. It's really cool.
Yep. Looking forward to that. Yeah, you'll be one of the very first people on the floor.
Yeah, and I actually think I was one of the first coaches to walk on it the other day. So
great stuff. I'm glad everything. It's been a tough last couple of months you and I talked about, but now July and August, and hello, school's going to start right after that.
Yeah, and then it's game time, and we'll know our fate for our season on Friday in JCAA. They meet, so hopefully all good news there. Again, I'm very optimistic, and I hope everything just is as normal.
Yeah, do you anticipate anything different?
I think everything will be fine, but then you talk to the coaches on the east side, you know, in Colorado, and they're like, if we have a season, you know, but it's different everywhere we go. So
they a little bit more fearful in Colorado.
Yes. Yeah. They, you know, all the coaches there, they think that, you know, our season's going to get pushed back to September or October. Ugh. But
you can't wait that long. You got your girls ready to go in August.
I'm like, it's, you know, we got things to do. I know that there are some issues with internationals right now, but you just got to take everything with a grain of salt right now.
All right. Again, all the information for the youth camps, for the tryouts, and for the Wild West Classic, find mccindians.com. That'll get you everything you need.
Yes, sir.
I know you and I have talked a lot about recruits, and we talked to some of the recruits. You've got another young lady that's going to walk on. Is that right?
Yes. So this kind of was a last-minute thing, and she had sent out some emails, and I know probably to multiple different college coaches, but she was a middle. Middles right now, they're about like finding a unicorn. They're impossible to find. And she'd sent an email out, you know, just stating that she really wants to play, and watched her film. Really great player, 6'2", from Hawaii. That's how she says it. But yeah, so she is committed to come play for us. So that's pretty exciting. America Jones.
And you are going to have one competitive camp coming up, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Holy smokes.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, look out, because every girl wants to play, but it's going to be competition at every position, huh?
Yes, and you know, and with our middles right now, I have two coming, one returning and one coming in, and I was like, you know, two really doesn't give a competitive edge, and I like people to never expect to be playing, to always compete to play. So, you know, I think this player that's coming in, she's going to do exactly that.